Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
You sound really hot.
Yeah, I'm hot.
Maybe I got this cranked a little too much?
No, I don't think so. It's just that FM broadcast sound. I don't think we're actually broadcasting too hot or anything.
Okay.
I'll take a look. No, everything looks really good.
And where's the latency?
There is no latency anymore. This is a power book, man.
Oh, there's no latency in the power book.
You got to go way back into the computer archives.
To what?
To not get latency. Those newfangled things, the Intel processors, all that, that's all latency.
That's built in. That's a feature, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't get rid of it, though. It's like dashboard.
It's like dashboard. It's just there all the time.
For those of you in the know.
Well, everybody's in the know. Everybody drives a car and they got a dashboard, do they not?
Yeah. IP.
This is crazy. Craziness.
It's all crazy. So we'll see you next week.
Okay. Actually, we're starting a little bit early this week.
Yeah, and we'll make mention of that in about 15 minutes when we let the people know that we're already in progress.
Oh, right, when they come on the air.
Yeah, because
for all you live
listeners, Lippo's going golfing.
Yeah, I found out late last night that I had the opportunity to go to one of the nicer courses around the southern Ontario area that you can get
and everywhere else.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably nice courses that I can't even get into. Like Essex here.
It's because of the way he dresses.
It's because I can't afford $5,000 membership fees. And
it's because of the long hair. What's with the long hair, man?
It's a week.
Did you see the new style? Probably didn't even notice.
Yeah, you got like
what I'm sporting.
It's called a buzz.
No.
Hawk.
Oh, okay.
Buzz hawk.
I'm going full mohawk.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I already started.
Well, usually people grow their hair out.
Yeah, I know, but I don't have time.
And then they...
I'm too on the go.
Then they cut the sides off and then they use...
Yeah,
the
I have to do it as I go.
You're doing it. I want to take a picture of you. If you're going...
I am. Oh,
that's a thick
mohawk. This is the first time. First thing this morning I did it.
That's going to be a thicken.
It's going to be heavy duty.
It's a big wash.
Well, I'm not sure. I wanted to leave room because I might have to go to somebody to do it. I did this myself this morning. Okay. That was hard.
So basically, he's got little nubbins on his top of his head.
Nubbins.
Nubbins.
What's nubbins?
Nubbins is...
That's not a word.
Yeah.
It's stubble?
Stubble.
Okay.
Nubbins.
Nubbins. I never heard of that.
A nipple is some nubbins.
Ooh, let me see. Oh, nice. Pierced and tattooed.
Oh,
you're with that Rolling Stones mouth around it.
Rolling Stones tongue.
You would get that. Rolling Stones tattoo. That'd be kind of cool.
I would get that? What does that mean? I would.
Where would you get that tongue? I'd get it around my
around nubbins.
My nib. Nibbins. So what's happening around here? Anything?
Well,
your neck of the woods?
Last night I went to the annual Epicure Festival.
Oh, okay. And how was that?
It's always really, really good. A lot of, downtown restaurants, I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Go down to the Riverfront Plaza here in Windsor, which is a great venue. You know, you get right on the river, the Detroit skyline within, you know, less than a half a mile away from you.
Yep.
And there's live bands playing there. Usually the genre of music they play is soul and R&B kind of stuff, you know.
I seen a black dude jam in there last night.
Yeah, it's all black people pretty much. They're all Detroit bands.
Blues dude or something.
They're really good. And they come, the same bands every year, the regulars, something seven. I can't think anyway.
Oh, the girls? Is that the girls?
Yeah, girls.
Or double seven or whatever it's called. Yeah. You had them on your show at one time.
No, you're thinking of the Detroit Women.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, I was.
That they're a blues outfit, strictly. So, these guys, they do, you know, Motown.
Reminds me, I got to check out Katie King. I was mentioning on another show.
I want to put her on.
Did you check out that?
No, I haven't listened to it yet. I've been busy, man.
It is. No, I don't. I'm just saying it's, I'm like, it blew me away.
Big JD's got a hole in his head.
That's how I pass wind now. Sometimes like this.
There's a blast from the past.
Let's see, what else is going on, and do we want to talk about? I had a file up here somewhere that I had things going on. Oh, yeah, doing a lot. It's been beautiful outside, so I've been doing some extra biking.
In fact, that's everybody. How Big JD got to the Jabbercast studio today. Mm-hmm. Waiting for him to show up, and I hear that.
That was pretty good. Last Thursday was my 9th anniversary
of
married to my wonderful wife, Lana. From the Jeff and Lana Show, which you can get at BigJD.com.
Yeah, once they got past that 7-year itch thing, we had the thing with the hookers. Yeah, it's been great since then.
I'm getting that back. No. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. And what we got ourselves for our anniversary was the Apple TV.
Lucky
Save
you.
It for Tech Talk.
Yeah, we can talk.
But yeah, it was a, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's a pretty cool thing, though.
Yes, it is very
cool. We watched
cool.
our first movie on it last night.
Oh. Isn't that special?
Purchase from the Apple Store, iTunes Store, Apple Store.
It is the
Cupertino.
I wish I could go to an Apple Store and pick up my iPhone on Friday.
Near you. Well, why don't you then go to an Apple Store and do it?
Because there's one in Toronto is the closest one.
Detroit.
Well, I can't get an iPhone. That's AT&T iPhone. They all have to be activated before you buy them. I mean, before you leave the store.
Apple Store in Toronto.
Yeah. The Yorkdale.
Let's go.
You want to go?
No.
I don't know.
I don't see why I wouldn't, I guess, but.
I don't know what the deal is, but if you go to Apple Canada's website, they make it sound like you can't buy it at the Apple Store. Where to buy an Apple, where to buy an iPhone, and then it shows you to go to Rogers.
They want you to go to the.
Rogers, yeah. I don't think they're going to have the infrastructure in place to activate phones at, you know, there's only three or four.
I think you're probably better off going to a
Rogers.
One of the phone stores because.
Yeah. Well, after I left your place on whatever day that was, a couple days ago, stopped in at the Rogers store in Tecumseh and talked to the lady there. I should have brought my little thing in an interview.
Absolutely.
But I didn't.
You have a recorder on you anyway somewhere.
Yeah.
I have your phone or whatever. You can always do something.
Camera. I have two recorders on me probably. But anyway, I talked to her and she has to go to Chatham that morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning, pick up her shipment of iPhones in Chatham.
Why don't you go with her? That would be really cool. Going to get the shipment. That'd be something. You could arrange that. I don't know. She might think you're crazy.
Yeah. I think she thought I was crazy already. She's kind of a conservative lady. She's a lady, in my opinion. She's probably my age, but she's got the mannerisms and the values of my grandmother kind of thing. It's 'cause she's afraid to come to the store from Chatham at whatever time in the morning she's going to be coming back from Chatham with her shipment early in the morning.
Oh, in case something happens.
To her, yeah.
Like, well, she's set it up. Big JD, bodyguard.
That's what she said. She wanted to hire some security.
Call her up. Set it up. When is that? Oh, call her tomorrow morning. Set everything up and we'll do a thing. Friday. When is she getting the phones?
Friday morning.
There you go.
So she's got to get up like at 5 or something, shoot out to Chatham, pick up her shipment, and then bring them back.
Just call her up and tell her Big JUD will be waiting when you get back. Wait till she sees me.
But that way she'll
keep driving.
And your payment, what's your payment going to be?
My payment?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What are you going to get out of the deal?
How much is she paying? No, I don't care. I don't want anything.
Oh, cool.
When we just...
it'll just be dibs.
You don't have to go to work that day.
No, it'll be dibs on my iPhone. I get an iPhone for sure before you...
Yeah, whatever.
And then I'll...
I get your iPhone. That's the...
For a day. I'll let you borrow it for a day.
I wouldn't take your iPhone. You wouldn't be able to part with that for a day?
Probably not.
And certainly not the first day. Certainly not any other day after that. Once you get going on that thing, you're going to love it.
Passing wind.
If you've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
Straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are back in the Jabbercast studio newsroom.
What the heck happened there, bro?
I'm Lippo.
I'm not Big JD.
Why aren't you Big JD today, Lippo?
Because I don't have my Harley.
Yet.
Right, yeah, that's true. I'm not open to the idea anytime soon, but who knows?
There was some other news, just regular stuff about us I want to talk about, but I guess we can save it for Tech Talk anyway, because it's sort of technical too. We're in the newsroom, and what's going on in the world today?
Well, there's still fires raging in California, which really sucks. I know a buddy of mine out there who emailed me and said it's very smoky there. Like, it's just, it looks like fog, but there's this odor in the air, and it's just covering that whole coast, like hundreds of miles. The wind comes up from the south and blows the fire smoke all the way up to the northern parts of California just before it breaks off and heads up. So it's pretty ugly out there. Their resources are strained as far as firefighters and water and planes and all the stuff that kills all their trees out there. It's like every single year there's thousands of acres that get blasted with fire. Crazy stuff. We were probably just saying the same news story last year at around this time. Any news on your end?
Well, despite the flack, I guess, Bush is getting for supporting and going to the Olympics.
What?
Did you hear anything about
George Bush is in the Olympics? What kind of event is he in?
A wheelchair thing. It's a Special Olympics.
Oh, the special. He's special.
No, like a lot of, I guess, I don't know what, senators and heads of wherever are all against, a lot of them are against the whole thing, I guess, and even where it's held and whatever, and Bush doesn't care and he's going there.
Well, what's your take on it?
Supporting that and everything. I think that he should. I think that that everybody that has a problem with it politically, I think they could suck it.
It's mixing apples and oranges, in my opinion.
Yeah, it shouldn't even be part of the sports thing. I mean, you know, it should be about the athletes and the games and that competition, not any other competition.
Right.
If you want to, you know, have a war.
I think that China got the Olympics initially so that it would give them an opportunity to straighten out their act in certain fields, you know, human rights and stuff like that. Because I think if things remained the way they were and China didn't put in some kind of commitment to, you know, get their act together to have the Olympics there. Because you got to bid on the Olympics. So yeah. The Olympic Committee must have been convinced enough that, hey, we're going to do A, B, and C so we can get the Olympics here.
Yep.
Because they had no infrastructure. They had no, their sporting program there is awesome. But as far as bringing in millions of people to watch specific events, they didn't have that set up anywhere. So from what I hear, like where they have the rowing competitions and stuff like that, the beaches are all full of algae. And they got tens of thousands of people out there just trying to clean the water. And the Olympics are in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
And they have to, what else are they doing? There's so much smog in the air. I forget what they're
cleaning
doing.
That up.
Yeah, they're doing something. They're putting stuff in
backwards fans.
They're dumping like cement powder, silicus maybe, into the clouds. So it doesn't release as much moisture. So the moisture doesn't hold all the pollutants that are flying in the air.
Wow.
Because
we should move the Olympics.
The
athletes are going to die and pass out from all this crap going on.
There's somewhat still backwards there. You know, 20 years ago, China wasn't even, no one considered
on the
it.
Map.
Well, they were on the map, and a big chunk of it too.
That's right.
But I think that, you know, obviously they're trying to become modernized because they see the benefits of that modernization.
Why can't we all just get along?
Well, we can all
get along. The Jabbercast sets a prime example.
Why is that?
I don't know. We always get along.
Who's we?
Me and you.
Oh, well, I hope so.
So everybody should get along. If Big JD and Lippo get along, everyone should get along. What about tomatoes?
Tomatoes?
The big thing about tomatoes, and then they said it wasn't tomatoes.
Is that stupid or
it's a mystery produce. And then because of all this, we overlook the E. coli in Michigan and Ohio in the hamburger, in the beef. They got a big outbreak going on.
Yeah, well, that was the whole thing. Somebody got sick from a...
Salmonella was, I guess, from... They thought it was from tomatoes.
Right. But it wasn't.
No. And they don't know what it's from, though.
Nope. Is it?
We had it was a peanut butter and it's tomatoes and the beef's bad and right. mad cow disease and
now when we were
not going on
when we were let's say a teenager. Do you think if someone got sick off salmonella or even died, do you think they said stop all the tomato? No, it's just okay. Too bad for you, man.
Yeah, you got it from something you ate, and that's it.
And it went away because that situation didn't persist.
Yeah, you left your fish out or something. It was your fault.
Or whoever, the guy sold it to you, left his fish out. You know, he sold it to you anyway, but that's crazy. Because a lot of restaurants here in Canada, or even in Windsor here, I know, didn't have tomatoes for a few days. Like, I went to the Subway and get a sub, and no, we don't have tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of these fast food places get their tomatoes from American
wholesale. I think we were buying all our tomatoes in the U.S. I've been eating tomatoes like crazy.
Sure. We buy our tomatoes. This is the tomato capital. Leamington is the tomato capital.
Yeah, we send all our tomatoes to the U.S. and then we buy them from the U.S. because it's cheaper than getting from freer.
No, it's not so true, but
no, it's not.
But I think that's mostly, like I say, fast food restaurants. They get their produce like from wholesalers, like tons of them. But anyway, was there something else? Oh, the Bush, the Olympics. Yeah, we already talked about that. So I think that's. It's all. Oh, wow. Venus beats Serena Williams.
Oh, okay.
The Williams sisters. Isn't that amazing? Two sisters are at the Olympics. Mm-hmm. They're so good that they're at the Olympics, at Wimbledon.
Wimbledon, yeah.
Sorry.
Wimbledon.
And it got to the point where they're both so good, they get to play each other. And they make it up and up and up. And who won? Venus won this time because they've played each other a couple other times in big tournaments. Mm-hmm. And I think Serena won last time, but now this time Venus won. Those chicks are very athletic.
Venus de Milo is noted for her charm.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
What's the show about today, Lippo?
Garbage.
Garbage?
Trash.
Junk? In your trunk.
Talk about passing gas. No. Mm.
So, garbage.
Yeah. It's a problem.
Garbage. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be. Unless you're talking about real trash. But garbage can be all kinds of different things.
Like?
Doesn't have to be just trash. It can be, I don't know, something good that you throw away.
Something.
It's not necessarily trash. That's somebody else's treasure. They're garbage picking.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, it's garbage to you because you threw it away, you mean?
I suppose it might still be good. I mean, you threw it out in the garbage, but somebody went and picked your garbage and they said, wow, this guy threw away this thing. Why? Because he didn't want it anymore.
Well, that's a good point. You say,
is it all really garbage?
Right.
You know,
a good example I have of something that you just mentioned. We had a bike here. Mm-hmm. The tires had two flats. The tubes in them were no good.
Right.
And the cranks and the pedals, it was just a one piece.
Yeah, right. Know, okay.
And mm-hmm. the crank in the middle was bent. So it's.
Yeah.
It's a repair that can be fixed, no problem. But our kids have since got better bikes. Mm-hmm. So we have this bike just sitting around. What do you do with it? You know?
Well, you put it out front against the tree and somebody takes it.
Free, yeah. We did that for a while. So it sat in front of our house. I think people looked at it. And it's a flat tire thing, I think, that people say, oh, geez.
That's the bike we take and go stand on a corner somewhere with ketchup all over us. And make it look like we just got hit on it. And we film it.
Ah, cool. So that's a prop for you.
Yeah, it would be a prop. That'd be a good prop.
And sure enough, someone took it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but to us, it was garbage.
Well, to them, it may be garbage too, but steel. Sometimes people will take steel and just get money for it.
Oh, the metal.
At a scrapyard.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? They don't always want the bike. Because there's better bikes around probably for free anyway, too. You can always find a bike for free, I think, or cheap.
Yes, you can.
So
positively, I know.
But people scour the city and in the outskirts for metal.
Scour.
Yeah, scour.
That's a good word. I like scour.
Save it for the part two of the Crazy Word Show. Remember that? That was fun.
It was a fun show for sure.
But also, we make a ton of garbage. We buy garbage.
We buy garbage?
We buy bags for our garbage. Yes, but sometimes we buy garbage. Like, why would you buy that garbage? You know what I mean? You ever say that to anybody? Why'd you buy that garbage for?
My wife has said it to her many times.
Okay. And we pick garbage, but we even eat garbage.
Ugh.
Some food is garbage.
Ugh.
We're talking about all things garbage today, not just garbage out front in a bag for the trash man. Okay. And they pick through stuff too. You see those guys, they go, oh, well, grab this, and they put it up on the top of the truck.
For sure. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Some people do throw out some perfectly good stuff.
Sure.
They got a new one of something. And they throw the old one out.
Yeah. Yeah. And it works fine. And there's, yeah, you can't store it and you don't need it, or you ask somebody. Sometimes people don't even ask somebody else if they want it because it's maybe embarrassing, you know, ask them if they want our old coffee maker, you know, kind of thing or something.
Coffee maker.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Coffee maker, I don't think I would ask anybody, but like a couch or a vacuum cleaner.
Somebody that doesn't have it or, you know, wouldn't buy one or something, or I don't know. A vacuum cleaner, yeah. Somebody might want your vacuum cleaner. Do you want an old vacuum cleaner?
Sure.
The cord's cut and it doesn't spin it. The band inside's broken. That doesn't work. Do you want it?
I just bought one of those.
For scrap?
Bought a new belt.
Yeah.
But a lot of garbage to you, I always think of people just starting out. People living in apartments, they just moved out of their house and, you know. I remember buddies of mine who could have really used some help from people with their old stuff.
Oh, sure.
Like an old couch would have been nice and, you know, washer, dryer.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody's garbage.
Yeah.
Is, you know, stuff that somebody else needs.
That's right. And oftentimes I'll be somewhere and someone will say to me, do you know anybody who needs a...
My garbage?
Pretty much. An old washer, an old dryer.
And somebody does need it.
Positively, someone
does. It's not you, it's somebody else.
Right, and to save me the trouble of getting somebody with a pickup and bringing it to the Salvation Army.
Yeah, or the dump or wherever.
Wherever.
Or even hauling it out to your, out front to the road or anything.
Right.
Somebody will come and
pick it up
with a buddy and grab it and take it out.
And they'll be super appreciative.
Sure.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. I really need this. You sure I can't give you anything for it?
I was going to say, sometimes we sell our stuff, our junk or our garbage even. You don't always give it away.
Is it then garbage?
No, it's not necessarily garbage at all, really. I mean, it might be garbage to us. Sometimes you've probably even said to yourself something that you could either sell for $50 or, you know, somebody probably wants it, but you think, just get rid of it. I don't want the hassle. I don't want to call. I don't want to ask anybody. I don't want to hear anymore. Just throw it out. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily garbage, but it becomes garbage.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you specifically just want to get rid of it.
11:11. Go on. Oh, for listeners that might have tuned in at 11 o'clock, by the way, the show is already in progress because we started a little bit early because Lippo's going golfing to a special old age place. What is it?
It's Blenheim.
Blenheim.
Yeah. It's an old golf course. There's a lot of old people there. It's a lot of young people there, actually. But it just seems typically that the older golf courses, they have those old trees. And
oh, my ball hit a gravestone.
What? Old course.
People are buried there.
Stone.
No.
That'd be awful, I think.
Would an old golf course then have old money? You know, is it a public golf course?
Yeah, it's the
private
community golf course, which follows the same MO as a lot of golf courses in the States, what I'm finding.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the public courses there are courses that were started up or given to communities by you know, philanthropists. Just they have some land and they give land away. And these places are immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm paying how much? Like $15 to golf at this place? Meanwhile, the same golf course in Toronto, a lot of golf courses just sprang up over the last 15 to 10 yeah. years. And they're charging $150 a round.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, you can go to, oh, I'm going to Ohio at the end of the month, and there's a course there that's designed by a famous golf designer, and it's going to be like $40.
Yeah.
Mr. Donald Ross. For all you golfers out there who know who that dude is.
I love that guy.
Donald Ross?
Yeah. Wasn't he the guy from Friends?
That's Ross.
Oh, Ross Donald.
Yeah. Definition of dictionary. A definition of dictionary. Ooh, definition of garbage in the dictionary. As a noun, there's seven different definitions here. Definition number one, discarded animal and vegetable matter as from a kitchen. Refuse. No, refuse.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Any matter that is no longer wanted or needed. Trash. Anything that is contemptibly worthless, inferior, or vile.
Now look up contemptibly for me. Contemptibly.
And then they give you an example of that definition. There's nothing but garbage on TV tonight.
Oh, yeah. No, we want to talk about garbage like that. Let's talk about real garbage. Trash. How many? You must fill up a million bags here.
Uh-uh.
No? We fill up 1,000 bags a day of garbage. Don't even ask me how. I take out garbage like 5 times a day.
That's awful.
Full bags of garbage.
We take out a lot of compost and we put a lot of stuff in our recycle box.
Well, you burn your garbage.
No.
No.
Compost is a thing where you make
garbage.
Make dirt. Compost. Okay, yeah. Whatever compost
is. Yeah, leaves and all that junk. Old toys.
Tea bags, banana peels, dryer lint, all that kind of stuff. Nice.
Dryer lint grows your flowers.
I'm not sure what it does, but it goes in the compost anyway. And then we recycle. Almost everything is recyclable, except plastic.
You make new banana peels out of it and put them back on your bananas.
That's you back to the compost thing, not recycle stuff.
Okay.
But there's a lot of plastic now. It used to be only clear plastic, but a lot of plastic. Every piece of plastic is now recyclable, which was a lot of our garbage was just plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the only stuff we throw in the garbage is like wrappers and crap like that. We have hardly any garbage. I took out the garbage when my family was away. It was only one bag.
Yeah. That's because you were here then.
Well, they left on Monday and the garbage is Wednesday. There was only 2 nights that I was making garbage by myself.
He sat up all night making garbage.
And half that bag was kitty litter. And I had to do that. I don't want anything to do with cats. And I had to take out the kitty litter. Now, nice. You know, that was Eric's job before he left. He had a list of stuff he had to do, pack and crap.
Take any pictures of the goodies?
And you know what? It was like, it was beginning to really, I didn't do it right away. I had to do it the morning of garbage. It was sitting there for a couple of days. And I'm like, frick, that stuff stinks. And I got to take it out. And first thing in the morning, my stomach's just turning. Get it all out to the road. Put in the new kitty litter. Put it in the thing.
And then look for the cat and just beat on him.
Don't say that. You'll have a lot of people on your ass for that. But within a minute or two, Figaro, right in that fresh litter, hangs a big smelly dump.
I got some great pictures to show you of that stuff from my old cats.
What?
Pictures.
Okay. We're not going to go into what those pictures consist of.
I was going to say something else about garbage now, and I...
Well, I hope so, because this is the Garbage Show on the Jabbercast.
What about garbage on TV? Garbage. Is that garbage? That's not garbage to everybody. Might be garbage to us.
Well...
There's garbage on.
I think garbage...
The show is garbage.
Yeah. There is a lot of...
not this show.
I mean, garbage kind of changes its meaning when you're referring to some type of entertainment. Got an odor on you there?
I don't know. I thought I had got a whiff of something, but it didn't come from me. I don't know. No.
I don't know.
It probably did, but it's...
There was a... when we got home last night, there was a dead skunk outside. It was pretty smelly.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Okay.
It's self-inflicted.
Okay.
It's a combination of my tanning stuff and now sweat.
You have tanning stuff and you have sunblock on.
Sunblock. 70. SP 70. That's high. Why don't they just make 100?
SPF.
So somebody can go without anything and not worry about anything. 100. There is no 100, is there?
Not that I know of. I didn't
know. You have to wear a shirt to have 100%.
I didn't know there was 70 either.
This is high, yeah.
Is it like a piece of clothing you put on?
Yeah, pretty much. Like a rubber.
It's like some prophylactic for your body. Protect you from stuff. But you're talking about garbage on TV. Stuff that is worthless to watch. It doesn't give you any, doesn't fulfill you in any way. You might as well just be
Although it might be a good show, but you just think it's garbage. Maybe you're not into the History Channel. This is garbage.
Who's not into the History Channel?
I'm saying, maybe you're not into the Sci-Fi Channel. you know, and think, oh, this is garbage. No UFO show.
Yeah.
When somebody else really digs it. Garbage? What do you mean garbage? Don't touch that dial.
So it's true for entertainment, too. So you might put something at the road. It's someone else likes it. You may turn off a station at someone say, hey, you gotta put that back on.
Take the TV right out to the road.
Yes.
Nothing on it but garbage.
Typically, if you throw away a TV, it is garbage.
Yeah, pretty much. Unless
it can be fixed and you want to pay
you
the
went
money.
Into the flat panel thing and just have your old square TV and thought, I just don't want it anymore. Nobody's going to want it, really. It works fine, but nobody wants it. But then sometimes you'll put it in the garage. You put it in the kids' room. Yeah. You put it in a spare room, maybe, or something.
Basement. Or if you have too many TVs, just bring it to like a Value Village. Value Village sells that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's a good place for garbage to go.
Sure.
Because I think a lot of stuff in there is garbage, but my wife loves Value Village.
I like Value Village. I try to keep away now from getting a lot of garbage and keeping all my old garbage because I have a habit of that.
Habit of what?
I go to Value Village and just bring home 1,000 things. Love it.
But your space is limited.
I'm just tired of having all kinds of garbage.
So what was all that stuff on your floor when I was over there the other day? Was that stuff?
I'm moving out. No. It's all my clothes. I have nowhere to put my clothes or anything.
So
I went to storage and got my like summer clothes because I don't, you know, usually we don't have room for everything.
You don't have room for all your clothes in your house.
Not really.
I
got to organize it somehow. She got this big walk-in closet and with all this stuff in it to put everything in everywhere. And
well,
she let me put
that?
My socks in there.
You don't have half of that closet?
That's nothing of mine.
Nothing?
No, I have a dresser. And a dresser don't hold anything. I need at least 2 dressers and more.
Well, you need a closet. Hello?
Yeah. Well, I have the closet in the office or whatever, yeah. But that's all my junk. There's no clothes in it, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, there's some stuff hanging, a few things, but yeah, I don't have room. I'm not allowed to bring anything home.
She has more.
I have to hide all my old everything that I bring home from storage.
So she has more clothes than you?
I don't know, actually. Yeah, I'm sure she does have more clothes than me, but
more shoes than you.
Definitely more shoes than me.
More bags than you.
More high heels than me, maybe.
Oh, he's touching the bags under his eyes.
I've got bags under my eyes.
I've got bags under my...
That's from being up all...
Pecker.
Blows the show.
When
I was ready to play the 18-plus thing.
You know what
a pecker
is.
Could be a bird.
It is a bird. It's a woodpecker.
There you go.
And I got a bag under him.
Of compost.
Bag of compost. Just like we got a bird upstairs. We got a... He's not a pecker, though.
No. I heard him going crazy.
Oh, he's going crazy this
morning. Not Stu. What's his new name now?
That's Kiwi.
Kiwi, yeah. I always forget. I'm so used to
Stu.
The story about Stu is the best I ever heard. Got out, was in a tree. You got a picture of him?
Got a picture of him.
This is great.
The bird that's been in captivity for the last 3 years is in a tree in our yard. Death sentence.
He's probably still out there.
Oh, no.
Laughing. You open the thing up and you hear him. Yeah. So you want to move on to Sunday Morning Music Mayhem?
I think we have to.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website www.bigjd.com. Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
And from the very best of Mick Jagger, which comes from one of his solo CDs.
Yeah, I'm not sure which what the original CD was that this came off of, but Mick had some cool tunes on his own.
Mm-hmm.
I liked a lot of the stuff he did.
Same with the other guy there. The guy with crippled up hands.
The other guy, Keith Richards.
Yeah, Keith Richards got a pretty
cool
song.
To me, Keith Richards is more important than Mick Jagger, but that's just me because I'm a guitar player.
Yeah.
I was influenced more by Keith Richards than obviously Mick Jagger, so.
But I don't know that I was ever influenced by the Stones, but I dig the Stones.
Well, you appreciate them for what
they
are.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. The big lips. And then now the crippled hands. This is called Put Me in the Trash.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay, there you have some Mick Jagger this morning. Put me in the trash on the garbage show.
That sounds totally
put me
like
in the garbage on the trash show.
That sounds totally like
Whoa, don't talk trash. What's that? Sorry for cutting you off 1,000 times.
Well, that's okay. You have a lot of practice doing that with Lana. You're too funny when you're on her. I can tell he's just trying to. She's saying like three words.
Antagonizer.
You just diving in there.
To the point where she just goes crazy.
Yeah. I'm surprised I don't hear across your face.
Oh, it's happened on there.
I don't blame her. You were really bad.
And afterwards. And before. All day long.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I just want to make mention of a couple. I got that. I'm supposed to pick up that computer today for my brother. It's a PC and... The chick got a Mac and she got her old PC, which is probably cool. And I'll get it for my brother and hopefully he'll just get some dial-up internet or something, you know, just to email us and my mom and whatever and be able to surf the net a little bit and stuff. So that'll be kind of neat for him. Okay. Moving on. Bluetooth. I want to make mention of my Bluetooth streaming wireless thing and it slows down. When I have streaming wireless Bluetooth from the iPod to a headset, and just once in a while, it's the Oakley O-Rockers,
which are glasses,
right? And the music will slow down as if the record, like a record, slowed down. It's kind of neat, actually. It doesn't happen very often, but I'll notice it, and it's like, wow, I don't understand how that even happens. Like slows down.
Yep,
that's really. I could see cutting out or, you know, anomalies in the sound maybe, but slowing down and just still playing, but slower is really the funky kind of thing. And next thing I want to mention was your new to you, Les Paul, that you just got back all revamped and everything.
We're talking tech talk here?
It's technical. The paint job and putting on all the new stuff that you had put on there.
Yeah, it's sweet, man.
It looks really good.
I
don't think I sent the picture to Terry yet. I want to send it to him because he's going to cry, I think. This is what's going to happen.
Why?
Because I almost cried because I could have had it. But it's pretty cool. Looks good, man.
Well, I think...
And it sounded great.
Yeah, obviously it sounds great. I'm really totally impressed when I plugged it into that Line 6 amp that I got in there. It just honks. It's like you can just tell it's hot.
Ooh. Yeah. Hot like the Jabbercast.
He wants to growl. But I had to wait a hell of a long time for that guitar.
She just painted herself in the garage, man. Sand her down. Plane it. Like the bottom of a door.
I wouldn't.
And then rattle can it.
No, I don't want to do that. That's why I brought it to this guy, Jay, who he's kind of like a perfectionist
guy. He's the best.
I
like him.
He's like doing it factory style. It's like a custom shop. In fact, that's what the name of his first guitar company or shop was called, a custom guitar shop.
Yeah. And he did, from what I saw in the picture, was a great job. Like, yeah, I had time to see it today or not. Yeah. But awesome. I just wanted to make mention of that. I don't know if there's anything else you want to say or you want to move on to your... You wanted to mention something about GPS.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the Apple TV.
Oh, okay.
You didn't want to mention that as well?
We got the Apple TV. The Apple TV is really cool. And streaming stuff from the computers to the television. Awesome. And I just I used my external drive and dragged everything I wanted into my iTunes that's compatible. And then I can play just from iTunes, even though it's on the external drive. So that's cool too. And I've been looking around. My next step... and I guess if you want to check out the Easy Mac podcast, the next show is going to be on the Apple TV. And then, there's a show coming up on there in a show or two or something on, opening that up to play other formats and stuff, AVI files, DivX and all that. But, what my next step is to find, how to utilize that USB thing in the back to run off an external drive so I can plug an external drive into that thing. With movies and of all kinds on or whatever, and have that as the movies, you know, my movies folder. So because the thing about the ATV Flash, it plays, it doesn't play shared stuff. You have to put the movies on. Mm-hmm. So now I'm rethinking, oh, would it be nice to have a 160 gig drive now because I do have to have movies on I get to play AVIs and DivX and all that stuff, but I got to have it on the drive. But then again, once you watch it, I can take it off. Doesn't matter, you know. So I can throw quite a bit of stuff on right. there.
It's got to be a revolving door as far as that stuff
yeah.
goes.
And you know, stuff transfers fast enough and whatnot. But
you won't be able to use that USB drive to.
People are already using it.
Come on,
yeah.
As a
there's ways of doing it, but I want an easy way and a way that I don't have to make any major mods or anything. You know what I mean? I don't want to open the thing up. Or
oh, that's what I was going to say. I've seen people do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my next thing, or either that or hopefully they come up with that soon, because to have a drive hooked up next to that with all my stuff, man, that would really be sweet. And there's got to be some functionality coming to that thing, man, because it doesn't do enough, really.
You know it's coming.
You know, it's a great idea, great concept, even the rental thing, cheap. Seen some new movies for like, you know, a few bucks only to rent.
And the older ones are cheaper.
Yeah, yeah, a couple bucks for to rent a movie. That's really cool. I like that. Cheaper than going anywhere.
Yeah.
The quality's really good, man.
Of what?
The movies.
That you rent?
As long as you rip your own movie or something like that, or yeah, movies that you rent. Yeah, they're great.
I don't know. I get to rent a movie.
Yeah. Look at the things that you can see, the previews and all that stuff.
The trailers.
You know, yeah, that's obviously same quality of movies are going to be. Well, you can get them in HD. You can't get better. 1080p.
Well, that's the whole definition of HD. It's got to be at least 720 I. That qualifies for
well, that's fine. 780
it's gonna be good. But we'll talk, that's we're getting in way
yeah into, do you want to mention something about GPS?
Well, just recently my buddy Dan Maurice, who is totally a technophobe, doesn't own a computer, he got himself a GPS. He's gonna be doing some traveling, he's gonna be retiring, and so he knew that other people he knew had these GPS devices in their car, the car-based GPS, turn-by-turn directions to somewhere.
Turn-by-turn?
Turn-by-turn.
Step-by-step, inch-by-inch, and I grab my snack. I want to beat him up. Okay.
So, one of the leaders in GPS is the Garmin company, of course.
That's right.
And I think now that he's got this, I actually ordered it for him from Amazon. And now that I see it myself, this is kind of the older style, or kind of a little bulkier. And this, it was $200. For this mm-hmm. GPS, and yeah. it does,
and they were like 800 and 1,000.
When this thing came out, it was $600 mm-hmm. way back, and the screen's small, and basically that's what you're paying for now. The bigger the screen, the more expensive it gets, because GPS is GPS, and you can only add so much functionality into GPS. So I'm just want to tell people, like, now GPS has got to the point where it's almost, you know, dirt cheap, because mm-hmm. you got this little device, and you can the points of interest thing. You know, I'm hungry for some Italian. So, you know, you get points of interest on there, and you get food, and then you punch in Italian. It gives you all the Italian restaurants. Hit the button, go. It starts saying, drive this direction. You're going to end up at this restaurant. How cool is that?
You're going to have that built into your iPhone.
It doesn't give you turn by turn.
Step by step.
Slowly I turned.
Inch by inch, Niagara Falls. Okay.
It'll follow you around, basically. You know?
Well, but then again, you have enough functionality to go onto Google Maps on there or whatever, and boom.
Sure. It'll give you the points of interest. If you want to go to some, it'll do the, I want to go to, and it'll give you the route to get there, but it won't say, turn left on Wabash Drive. Turn right. While you're driving, yeah.
How does it know that you turned left yet? You know what I mean?
Because you passed it. If you didn't turn left,
oh, because it's synced up somehow whatever, and it knows where you are. And
oh, yeah, that's cool. It knows when you're going to arrive there.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
It knows how fast you're traveling. It knows the time of day. It knows how
slow down.
It might say slow down. No, it actually just changes your arrival time.
Your butt is itchy.
Scratch your left cheek now. Yes. So yeah, GPS is a really cool technology, and now they're adding stuff to the standard. So. Now that what's important now is geotagging. Are you familiar with geotagging, BJD?
No.
Geotagging is where you take a picture and you can hook up the... BJD's got deodorant right in the studio. That's sweet. Actually, I like the smell of his armpits before he put the stuff on, because that was really sweet.
Oh.
Yeah, so you take a picture somewhere, and you know how when you take a picture, there's specific information that is added on to that...
EXIF
data, yeah. So it tells you what kind of camera you had, what the shutter speed was, and all mm-hmm. that stuff.
Right.
Well, geotagging adds more EXIF data, tells you where in the world you were, your altitude and your lines of longitude and latitude, where you were.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And now there's in the new standard for GPS, it tells you which direction you're facing.
Wow.
So we can see if you're looking at a building, a historic.
And it's all by that. If you were holding that thing in your hand and turned it, it would change its direction because satellite tells. Yeah,
it tells you, exactly.
So when all the satellites go down, that's useless.
Satellites go down.
It's ham radios, folks. That's what you need, ham radios. And next Jabbercast, we'll talk about ham radios.
We will not.
Yep. Not ham and cheese radios, but we're going to move on to the Jabber quote.
I hope so.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
Bring on the Jabber quote! Jabber. Bad ad lib.
Wow.
I thought there'd be a little space in there and I could get something in, but it was so fast.
This isn't precision tied in, you know.
What?
It's not precision. The time that you click something and see something happen. Maybe yeah, if you had some kind of
Newer Mac.
Newer Mac. I'm always going to bug you about that.
It'd be precisionistic. I was looking at the new Macs.
Well, I hope you're looking at the new Macs.
I just, I want a MacBook Pro, but I don't know if I want to spend the extra, like, however much it's going to be to spend, and I can just get a, you know, I can get a MacBook cheap.
You can get a MacBook cheap.
But not that cheap. Once all said and done and you get the Apple Care and everything, you're looking at $2,000 anyway.
$2,000.
So another $400 or $500.
Plus.
Then the stuff again.
Then you're up. You're still way up. Yeah. You're still in the stratosphere.
I may go MacBook.
And then get them more often. As you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you might not hang on.
More often.
You might hang on. Like this PowerBook. How long have you hung on to this PowerBook for?
4 years.
4 years. That's a pretty good long time to have a computer. Whereas you keep a MacBook for 3 years and get one newer because you just have to. But anyway.
Back
the Jabber quote.
Jabber quote. One man's garbage is another man's treasure. We've used that before, though. On the we had a show about that kind of thing.
Really?
Anyway. But what do you have for us? Brought to us by?
The Jabber quote brought to us by? Stephen Larry.
Stephen Larry.
Fine purveyors of garbage.
I was waiting for a big Stephen Larry.
Sometimes I got him in me and sometimes I don't.
Okay.
I'm picturing myself on the first tee at Bloom.
That's right. Not even
one,
thinking about me.
Do you know who Imelda Marcos is?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
One of the duo that made up the
Marcos
game in the pool.
Marco Polo.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about the Marx Brothers.
Oh, no, no, no.
Imelda Marcos, she was the wife of the dictator of the Philippines for the longest time. I can't think of what his name was. Do you remember the couple there?
And Harpo.
She was known for having like thousands of shoes, literally thousands of shoes. She had a closet of shoes. Mm-hmm. And because they ripped the people off, they really...
Was her name Lana?
Lana Marcos. No, anyway, so she says, I know there's going to be listeners to the show who know Imelda, who Imelda Marcos
Speaking
was.
Of listeners to the show, you are logged into
Yahoo!
Go on.
People say I'm extravagant because I want to be surrounded by beauty. But tell me, who wants to be surrounded by garbage? Mm-hmm. Surrounded by garbage.
I do. What's that mean?
Yeah, what does it mean? What does she mean she doesn't want to be surrounded by garbage? I mean, who wants to be surrounded by garbage?
What's the saying again?
People say I'm extravagant because I want to be surrounded by beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So she was trying to justify her...
She makes it seem like everybody should be surrounded by something, though.
Exactly. So who wants to be surrounded by garbage? Well, the bum on the street, he wants to be surrounded by garbage,
no,
doesn't he?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't. What about the guy sleeping in the dumpster? Because it's warmer there when it's 40 degrees below zero.
You think, you think in the afternoon, like, wow, I can't wait to get in that dumpster. I can't wait. It's gonna shield the wind and
yeah, it's like a little that home.
Nice scent puts me to sleep.
Yeah,
knocks me right out.
Too bad I couldn't find a good dryer box. You know, the boxes that dryers come in, or a refrigerator box.
Those or are nice. Outside of a building where the dryer vent is
over a subway. You know, that's exhausting. Nice. Those are
or a subway. Sure, yeah. You see, have a subway around.
I remember in Toronto, I seen a guy sleeping on one of those. As I got out of my car, I might even have told the story on the show. I left my car in the parking lot. He was right on the corner in one of these vents. He was sleeping there, and he was covered with a million pieces of coats and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I come back 2, 3, 4 hours later. I forget. We went shopping, came back, and I remember he just stood up. As I was coming towards him, I see him stand up, whip out his thing, and hung a leak right there on a corner downtown Toronto. Nice. Craziness. It's like it was his bedroom and his bathroom were all in one spot. Everything. It's right in the public.
Then he laid in it and went back to sleep.
Oh, no, he peed like a good 5 feet. And, you know, he didn't go back to sleep. He picked up his stuff and
moved on.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Okay, we got to...
Well, I guess we're going to wrap things up.
I'll take it.
We're wrapping things up a little bit. We started the show a little bit early. We're wrapping up a little bit early. Lippo's going golfing. I'm going riding.
Cool.
So, next week's show.
Fun.
Till your daddy takes the T-Bird away.
Oh, that's... Fun. Till your daddy takes the T-Bird away. Good one.
Okay. So, we'll see everybody next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. And, stay out of your garbage.
Or ours.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.